555. It's 555 for me. I love the numbers. I do. Ooh, the tea is hot today. I realized I'm not out of tea. I have some very special tea left from a very special friend. And that special friend gave me a mug last night, and I'm drinking it out of that mug. I woke up this morning not thinking about the fact that we don't have heat and hot water and it's getting colder. I didn't wake up thinking, am I going to be able to brush my teeth this morning? My back's been giving me so much trouble. It's getting so scary. I woke up this morning smiling, thinking about last night. Last night was a dance class night. It was the first class we had since my birthday. It's been a couple days since my birthday. And I had heard rumblings of a party. So I've heard rumblings of a surprise party for me. And I was pretty sure it was happening last night. I didn't know what the party would entail. And since I knew it was a surprise, I didn't want to ask. I don't want any information. I like to keep surprises. So I just, you know, kept my head down and turned my ears off. And I'd put it out of my mind. Until yesterday. Okay, so I'm going to be completely honest, okay? This is a huge truth punk moment. It would be too strong to say dread, as in I was dreading going to my birthday party. But I noticed I felt different than I usually do just going to class, right? Because I'll know, like, okay, I've got class tonight, no problem. I've got my speaker, my dance bag, and I go and I set up the table and we dance, and that's that. I know what's happening. I'm in control, and it'll be good. It'll be what it always is. Dance class. Music and movement. And community and connection. So, knowing that yesterday was A, going to be unknown. And so for me, the person who wants to get it right, well, what do I do for music? Are we having class? Are we having a party? Are we having a party and class? Class and a party? How long should class be? Class is usually 45 minutes. Should I only do a half hour playlist? Or I don't know. Should I just have party music? Just put, you know, the chicken dance and the electric slide and just some good tunes? Should I just have background music on, like popular regular music? Or is it all Dance with Amanda? I don't know. And I kind of checked in with Olive to see, because I knew that she was in on this. She was coming with me to dance yesterday. And she helped me just decide and let it go. So I did decide just to have a fun playlist of just songs that would just be fun to have playing at a party. Not Dance with Amanda music. And of course I have my playlists ready. I could pop on a half hour playlist anytime or pop on a 45 minute playlist anytime. I have them pre-made. We could just use the last one that I did, right? So, took me a little while, but I let go of the music. Because that was kind of the only thing that I felt I could control. right? Was the music. And yeah, I could have dug in and asked people things and found out things, but that's not what I wanted to do. That doesn't feel aligned at all. So I just want to be like as brutally honest as I can be. You know, usually I don't leave the house unless I have to. And by have to, I mean want to. And by want to, I mean serve myself, serve my family, serve my community, dance. It's going to be about food, family, or dance, right? Otherwise, I'd rather be home with myself, with my people, in my nest, doing my thing. So yesterday was hard. It was a challenge knowing that I was going to my own party last night. I think a part of that, I could certainly get my head shrunk for you and give you the full report. A lot of who or how I was in that situation has to do with not celebrating, not letting the good things in, not getting excited. I felt pretty disappointed by life in my early years, and life was not fun. Life was pretty dark, and I trained myself to not get excited. I trained myself to not expect anything. I remember as a child, I would wake up and want to run, I guess, downstairs to see what's under the tree or whatever, but I wouldn't. I would play it cool and just act like it was no big deal. I made myself that way. Well, and then I became that way. So that's another reason why yesterday was foreign and a bit of a challenge for me to sit with that during the day while I knew it was coming at me, anticipating my party. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with me, and I love me, and I understand. It's great that I can see this. That I can look at myself and say, aren't you cute? Look at you squirming. You're being celebrated tonight. You actually have the night off. It's actually, you show up to teach a class and instead you get to have a party. You know, you're so cute and you're so silly and you make sense, Amanda. You make sense. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I am practicing my receiving. So it is a good time for this party to happen. Because I'm better at receiving than I was 200 days ago, right? Well, let me tell you all about it. I showed up for class and yeah, there was a little something in the air, but I tried to just get ready for class. As in, set up my dance table with all my little cutouts and candies and crystals and whatever else is on the table for people to take. I set the music up and I did put on just some party music. And people started to come in, and it's so good to see everybody. And the party music remained. And then I could feel something was going to happen. I could feel that everyone was kind of waiting for maybe class to start. So I checked in with my co-pilot, you know, and said, should I pop a playlist on? She said yes. So I pop the playlist on. And she starts telling everybody that we're going to say hello to our bodies. And she has become me. And I realize that she's wearing a dance bun. And I realize that she's giving me the greatest gift. She and another dancer are going to teach class for me. And I get to go out back. It was so good to take my own class. I let myself let go and I didn't follow directions and I had so much fun. I didn't know that I would sweat as much, if not more, as a student. You know, I figured as a teacher, I mean, just the fact that I talk through the whole thing adds a whole layer of cardio. It's tough. And, I knew I was making a memory. I knew that this is better than having this on a recording. I knew that this was just the best gift ever. I get to be in the bag, and I get to participate, and I get to see everybody else having a good time. My daughter told me that she said it was really cool to see how much everybody really enjoys class, how much fun everyone was having. She told me that. She's really glad that I do that. That was probably my second favorite gift, was Olive telling me that at the end of the night. So the leaders of the class did amazing. Amazing. They're up there dancing the routines and they're shouting out things that I say. It's really, really cute. It's really funny. And, yeah, they did such a good job. I can hear Finn. I heard that last night, Finn was waiting for me to read and go to bed. So it was a little bit tougher for the boys to do bedtime without Mom, but I was partying. We had class. We had the party. There was pizza. There was cake. Presents. Like I mentioned, I'm drinking out of one of the presents. And on here, it's a Dance with Amanda mug. And there's a logo that my friend designed. And of course, there's the website, but there's all these Amanda says, whip that cream, turn around and find a yes, no chair, don't care, dance bun, more fun, get what you came for, take up some space, and make it weird, weirder. There's more on here. Boy, do I feel listened to. I've teared up a couple times. I placed my own bets last night. I said, how many times do you guys think I'm going to cry on the podcast tomorrow? I can't tell you how listened to I feel. And I hear that being listened to is really close to the feeling of love. And I agree with that. That sounds accurate. Who knew that? Well, Who knew that people are... I mean, you're listening. You're listening right now, aren't you? One of my friends wrote a poem, wrote my card for me, and talked about the podcast. She gave me a scarf. I'll be wearing my scarves. I'm just not going to tell you which one I'm wearing because I got a gorgeous scarf from a friend and a handmade one. They're both gorgeous and they're both soft and they're both warm. And one's handmade. Well, you know what? They're both handmade. Anyway, I love my scarves. And, you know, specifically one was designed to keep me warm on these cold mornings. And granted, I'm not outside today. It's about 20 degrees out there. And I'm out back in my little room. But it is chilly back here, so I do, even when I'm inside, I do snuggle up and bulk up. So, I love handmade things, and I do my podcast on these chilly mornings, and so I'm gifted these scarves and these wonderful words from these ladies who know me. And they came together to get my favorites, pizza and cake. Pizza, cake, and dancing. Ooh. If you just add laughing in, it's like all my favorites. And there was a lot of laughing, for sure. My bestie showed up, and her family. It was super cool. And I received so many nice gifts. And again, I just want to go back and say that this all is just making me feel, I feel heard. I would love to not teach class, and I would love to take my class, and I would love to be able to observe and just let loose even more, and I got that. They know, and they did it. And they said it was hard, and they'd never do it again. But they were laughing, so I have a feeling that they will. I've already requested it for next year. Please. Amazing to feel the power of love and connection. And I usually don't use positive and negative, really, but, you know, positivity. It really is more powerful than the negative stuff. It has, that party last night has completely overshadowed my night sleeping, my morning, getting up this morning, everything. This podcast. It made me remember that I'm not out of tea. I actually have some fancy tea. And I'm just basking in it. And still recognizing what was going on yesterday before the party. And like I said, dread is the wrong word. And me not wanting to go, it's the wrong word. I think it's a comfort zone thing. I'm uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to not be in control. It's uncomfortable to not know what's going on. It's uncomfortable to not know what I'm walking into. It's uncomfortable to be celebrated. So I think I'm going to expand. I'm doing a good job with receiving. And I am getting better at being celebrated. And my tribe is helping me. because I feel safe and heard and loved. It's like the person that I asked to borrow the money in the beginning of this process when we were thinking we were getting our heating system fixed, doing everything we could to come up with the funds to do it. I asked a friend who maybe didn't have the most money of my friends, right? But it was the person that I felt comfortable asking. The person who has made sure that I am comfortable asking for help. And so that was the person that I reached out to. And what's happened with this dance community, we all love each other. And we feel safe with each other. And we celebrate each other. And we trust each other. And we are connected and committed, and it feels very safe. And so this is the environment. This is it. These are my teachers. They have shown up to tell me it's safe. I can let go even more. I can be celebrated. I can get excited. And I mean, yes, I celebrate them all the time. I give to them all the time. They excite me. I mean, I get excited. And now I'm feeling that come back around. And it's uncomfortable at first. I did just lose my audio, which was even more uncomfortable. Will started the car and it took my audio because I forgot to turn my Bluetooth off. So I'm back. And I rewound a little bit to see what I was talking about. And I was just saying that I'm starting to reap what I sow, and it's uncomfortable, but you know what? I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. I'm ready to reap what I sow. And it makes sense if I'm used to sowing and not reaping that this is uncomfortable, right? I don't know what else I went on about while my audio was not recording, but I do know that I talked about how I can feel right now how I'm a different person because of last night. Class was twice as long because it wasn't just class, it was a party, and I got to take the class, so it was a totally different class for me. I wasn't teaching, I was enjoying. Not that I don't enjoy teaching. I got to let go even more and be even more free and move my body even more freely and have even more fun. And then, right, we partied, we celebrated, and so many of my cells were born into that state with my tribe. So many of my cells died off, and so much of me was born, and it was twice as long as usual and twice as good as usual, and so I feel twice as good as usual. And I'm going to ride that and acknowledge it and enjoy it. Think about that. We're birthing cells all the time. And I can feel that a huge portion of me was birthed into that party. It's a part of me. I can feel it, and I love it. And I love you. And now I'm going to put my hand on my heart and pump it up. As if it's not pumped up enough. Pressing on the heart, breathing right into it. Be picky with your time today. Be picky with your attitude today. Think about yourself birthing those cells. And I'm going to be receiving and celebrating, right? All right, I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.